strength I don't know how to play. And I don't want to anyway. Need to delete this game and go back to another save. But my hard drive sparked zero charisma, zero luck. I don't have any skills or the XP to fix my
Welcome to Right Wing Shia Squads. I am Yemeni Mindset. This is DK Dharma Mogul. And welcome to the return.
Assalamu alaikum, my brothers.
A joke for a Venn diagram that is very small.
Yes, but the people in that diagram will appreciate
losing their shit, yeah. It's me. I'm the Venn diagram. It's
No, there's a couple people. Anyway, yes, it is good to be back.
I thought of Yemeni Mindset on their way here as a Twitter account and realized it already existed as Yemeni Mindset added to the joke.
Yeah. Right. That's great. Although we could still do a Yemeni Mindset Twitter account would probably be...
He'd probably be into it, yeah. Yeah, I don't think he'd mind.
No. Oh, man, speaking of mindset, well, since I've been just like a spoiler alert, I think we're going to do
we're still live, guys. We're still live. We're still posting. Sven hasn't found out yet that we're still...
Yeah, we snuck into the WordPress and nobody noticed. Yeah.
I knew we had to record and people were saying like, oh, the fall of DRS, all these shows been kicked off the network, and they had us as one of the TikTok shows, and I was like, oh,
really? I did not see that. That's hilarious. I didn't know.
No, we were under, like, it was like question marks by us, like, have we met, have they been,
like, no. Like, purged in the great, the great purge of the, the fallout from the fall of, that's hilarious. No, I didn't see that. No, and yes, as I was saying, it's great to be back. It's great to be recording again, and hopefully we shouldn't have that kind of interruption again. I think we should just get into it because it's been a while. It's been an even longer time since we've actually talked about video games, and I think it would be.
I played more video games in the last couple months than I have.
Likewise,
most of the previous year.
Likewise.
I've played a lot of Far Cry, oddly.
Which one? Or ones?
5 and 6.
Okay. That's the Cuban takeout Castro one and the Idaho.
Yes.
Christian Cole one?
Yeah. And I gotta say, I appreciate how much they half-ass libtardism.
Like they're not actually ideologically committed libtards. They're just like doing the bit.
No. They're like, okay, so because they are so committed to being libtards, it doesn't come off libtarded. Like, it's not annoying because they're like actually playing it like true to form. So like your militia cult in the mountains of Montana is a multiracial Burger King kids club. Like, there's like Asian and
the
black
militia
women.
Cult. The militia cult is a Burger King kids club.
Yes. Like, there's.
What's the point? I mean, what's their ideology?
Exactly, dude. they say nothing. They're so little. There's literally no commentary. Like, there's no political or social commentary in it. And I can appreciate that. The only thing I have an issue I have with the Far Cry games is they're like getting easier and easier to the point where like. I'm playing Far Cry 6 on the hard.
Far Cry 1 and 2 are pretty hard. 1 and 2 were pretty
3 is clearly the sweet spot, obviously. Yeah. Like 3 is because 3 is like a consensus like the best one. Plays both the difficulty and fun. 4 is still pretty good. You never played 4, have you?
I never have, and it
blows
really
my mind. Like,
yeah,
literally,
I know.
Oh, I'm gonna go to the Himalayas and fucking spin prayer reels for XP.
I know. Like, there's something about it though. To me, is like I don't. I mean, it's cool. It was fun. There was like Uncharted 2 was the other big. They had like a pretty extended sequence in in the Himalayas, and it was fun to, like, you know, do that. But I don't know. Something, I don't know. I'll definitely have to do it.
There's, like, missions. There's, like, a side we're not side quests, like, hidden missions that you get where you go to, like, Shangri-La. It's, like,
you'd
be, I don't know. Even though, like, I don't know, or you would hate it, one of the two, right? Like, you
well, that's the thing. That's the thing, right? It's, like, I don't know. But, yeah, no, but so three and four, you would say, are comparable in terms of being a sweet spot of difficulty.
Yeah, three is obviously is better. It's like mixes more that old Far Cry, and four is like where the libtardism begins to kind of seep in a little more, but it's like very manageable. Oh, so in the new one, in the Cuba one, there's just like no whites, so who cares? Like there's like one white person in the whole game. There's some like high caste castizas, but they're explicitly not white. Like, they don't say, like, point to camera and say they're not white, but they're always, like, talking Spanish and stuff. And, same thing with, and, like, the general dictator's army, well, A, he's black, and his, they're all, like, it's also, like, all a manner of the whole, like, castizan range from, like, blacks to paler people is there. But it's sort of like women, so, like, you're killing, like, Latinas, like, constantly.
Latinxas.
Like, just doming Latinxas with your FAL.
Oh, my God.
There's, like,
are they not wearing helmets, or, like, or are you just shooting through?
That's where the game gets, like, easy, is, it has this weird system of, like, it's actually very unfun, of, like, there are regular bullets, which suck. There are, like, hunting, they call them soft tip, like, bullets that are do more damage to undamaged enemies, and armor piercing, which does the same damage as normal bullets on armored enemies. And, like, if you shoot an unarmored enemy in the chest, like, five times with your AR and, like, armor piercing bullets, they don't go down, but they would go down if you should fire a burst of, like, soft tip in them.
Well, that's lame.
But the problem is, like, as someone who's good at video games, I can use armor piercing and just headshot everybody.
Sure.
And they just go down because the arm piercing and headshot. So, like, which was, like, it's weirdly bullet spongy until you, like, get good or just are good at.
There are very few things that I hate more than difficulty sponges. That was actually when I mean, it's funny to reflect on because it was a different world. But when I was playing through Dragon Age Inquisition, I really enjoyed the higher difficulty settings, especially on the first Dragon Age, was quite crunchy and like tactically interesting in a lot of ways. That was less the case in Dragon Age 2. In Inquisition, it was literally just, it was my first experience with, like, what I had taken to
triple health. They just have triple health.
It was just ridiculous. I was like, there's absolutely, and there was nothing else different. There was no reason to do anything. It was more than triple health, it felt like. So I just went on the easiest difficulty setting because I'm like, well, there's no point. You know, I don't understand. Like, there's this is just health, enemy health being used as a shortcut for design, and it sucks really bad, and I hate it. I've always hated sponginess.
Yeah, well, the problem with the Far Cry stuff actually isn't the sponginess so much as, like, I guess I'm just, like, really good at Far Cry now. Like, or sure. It's easier. I can't. It's one of the two. You can't tell which is which.
One of the two.
But I'm just, like, oh, this is, like, it's not fun being stealthy, actually, in this game, because it's more fun to, like, try to kill everything as fast as you can, you know, and whatever, I don't know. But, I don't know, I just felt, it was, like, how much of this is me just being older and better at video games. Like, maybe Far Cry 3 wasn't peak, I just played it, you know, when I was...
You just got good, or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I was, yeah. Like, playing when I was, you know, in early high school, so obviously this game's great, you know, like... video game. It's one thing I don't think we talk about enough as a video game cultural commentary is that, so if you haven't played video games in a while, they're all kind of inherently fun because the act of gaming is inherently fun. Like, mm-hmm. You're not doing anything real. It's like you're playing a movie, you know? So, like, a lot of games fucking suck, but if it's, like, the only thing you're playing, or you're a kid or whatever, you can't afford
to. Well, back in the day, it wasn't even... I mean, it was that, but really, there just weren't that many video games. Yeah. You know, the Super Nintendo library was... I think less than 200, all considered. You know, that was a big. I mean, that was a lot. That was a lot bigger than the, like, Nintendo library and things like.
But also, there's a new modern sorting effect that games are also plentiful. Is that, like, well, I played this game for 20 minutes. It sucks. I'll just go and play another game. So, right. Like, I don't play bad games anymore. And like,
yeah, I used to be, you know, even a bad game, I would sort of try. And then it's like there's so many games and my time is so limited. And, yeah, I don't feel nearly as much guilt about bouncing off something or enjoying it to a point. And then, like, I've been playing action roguelikes, I guess they're called. I realized for me it's a kind of sweet spot of what I like for now, at least. And someone had recommended Enter the Gungeon because I kind of enjoyed Nuclear Throne, but there were things about it that really irked me. And yes, I will say Enter the Gungeon was executed better on that vision for sure. But I found myself really annoyed by I don't know. There were things about it that
Enter the Gungeon wasn't as fun as the rest of those games in that kind of game, I think.
Yes.
That era.
It got
that era
fast. Was like, it was fun
that
for
era
a
was
bit,
kind of peak, you know, like peak roguelike. There was a lot of people doing a lot of stuff. And they've kind of converged, and now it's like you'll get one every couple of years. That's really good. But Enter the Gungeon wasn't. It was in that era, but not quite. It was more like a stylish thing, if you liked that art style.
Which I do. It's a good art style, but it's not enough to support.
It's like a comedy game, right? Like,
Yeah. That's the thing.
And like a comedy
rogue. I wouldn't, exactly. And I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind necessarily tonally, but that comedy as a genre for the game bled over into weapon design where, okay, like it's fun to it's fun and funny to shoot planets out of your gun or whatever. But like you can't, I found myself being completely unable to, like everything felt either underpowered or it just, I don't know, strange or it didn't, there was no, like the tutorial level gives you an AK fairly early on. I got, I think to the third layer out of five and you know, completed a few runs. I defeated the first. I got to the, you know, like the elevator to the second level, and because it was, you know, didn't get hit, and the boss in the first level, things like this. But I got an AK maybe like two or three times across a couple dozen runs, and half those runs at least I felt like I wasn't getting the weapon I needed to or anything really worthwhile, and it was very frustrating. And ultimately, I was like, you know what? This isn't like a good enough experience to make me want to get good enough to at least reach the end of the first loop or whatever. And in contrast to, I found myself, I think PC Gamer had recommended a while back, and it was like 75%. It was like $6 or something in the Steam sale. Curse of the Dead Gods. Have you heard of this?
No, but you just admitted to reading PC Gamer in the Year of Our Lord 2024. Well,
where am I supposed? Okay, that's fine. But where am I supposed to get my news from? Like Rock Paper Shotgun, IGN. Like, tell me. Where do you read?
YouTube. You fucking YouTube, Zoomer.
Oh god, you fucking Zoomer. What the fuck?
The algorithm
YouTube
serves me people that I think are possibly racist playing new video games, and I listen to them if it's good or not. And then
I mean,
you know. Or just memes, like, oh, this video game is, this one is now starving in memes.
This one is memes.
Oh, I got unmemed because I didn't buy the, I'm not going to play it for a while. The Cyberpunk DLC came out.
I saw that,
like,
yes.
No, you don't understand. It devastated Cyberpunk, like, meme culture because there was a rebalance. And, like, it's like a hard, like, the tech, everything's different. Like, there's a new tech, the tech tree, everything's been revamped. So all the memes I was familiar with, and could like slip into as if it was like a warm bath, that I, you know, oh, I recognize, I used to be able to say, I used to recognize something and like do a quarter smile on my phone, and now they're all different.
I don't know what people are talking about.
Yeah, and they replaced Keanu Reeves with literally Idris Elba.
No.
Not like the character, but like he's
but like
the, like,
the role. So, I see. Okay, yes.
Like Idris Elba is like the way too famous person to be in this video game. Like quest giver guy in the thing. Yeah. I don't know anything about his character other than like he's literally Idris Elba.
What is there? What else is there to know? Yes.
I've been informed he's black, actually.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so no, that's another one of those. Cyberpunk and Baldur's Gate. People were asking about Baldur's Gate. I have not had.
I don't even like top down. Like RPGs, bro.
You know what's funny is there was a time when I was younger, when I was a wee lad, and you know, the glory day, the glory era of the PlayStation RPG. It felt like that was, it was just, I found myself really enjoying being sucked into these worlds, and some of them were better than others. Frankly, none of them particularly good. Oh, there were a couple that.
It's, I don't know, it's just me being a zoomer, but like, I've been given by boomers, and by boomers and people like you, like free copies of the, what is it, Pillars of Eternity and stuff like that, constantly, or I'll just like, yeah. Or I'll be saying, hey, oh, I got an extra, or like that kind of like click around RPG.
They know that they're called as CRPGs as opposed
whatever.
To computer RPGs.
This shit and I'm like,
as opposed to
like,
not, as opposed to JRPGs,
as a,
right?
As a anyway. Zoomer, it's like, this is like Pajama Sam. Like this is like, like what the fuck is this? Like this is not combat. Like I can like suffer through Diablo if I'm trying to play with somebody who's a friend. Dragon Age has the same system, but like pretends it doesn't. Like Dragon Age was yes. bullshitting you. That's what Dragon Age is, but there's like it's faking it, like it's doing it. Oh, it's yes, like Mass Effect, yes. It's like, but it's actually doing not Mass Effect. It's actually way worse.
You mean Mass Effect 1 or the
Three.
My three was pretty much a straight shooter, and two was,
yeah.
was anyway.
Yeah, but one Dragon Age 1 is basically like.
Oh yeah, no, that's what I was saying earlier.
It's Baldur's Gate, but it's pretending to be Mass Effect.
It's Baldur's Gate with 3D graphics. I mean, that's
yeah. Well, also it's it's more the angle, like the over the shoulder makes it like I can pretend it's an action game,
right?
And not like me playing a point and click fucking D&D clone. Like a sincere D&D clone. Like Jesus. Although I say that I am someone who like I've talked about Warhammer 40K a good bit in the show. The 40K video games are so much better. And I've always been wondering, why is 40K video games so much fun? This is the actual game of 40K sucks. And I think, like, the actual, like, rolling the 40K, like, the game is not a well-designed war game, which I can live with this.
I've heard them
but
say, I've heard it be
either
said
it's D&D, like, but before you let like,
yes,
D&D
yes,
also a
yes,
shitty game. Badly made.
Yes,
terrible
yes.
game. But, like, the mechanics, when you don't have to ever touch dice, make a lot more, or, like, when the computer is doing it all for you,
yes,
it makes the game a lot more fun. Like the actual game. Like I'm sure if you're want to talk to your friends and like, not you know, Borzoi don't ban. But like if you know, if you're just like doing the Reddit thing where you're like telling funny stories together on your D&D campaign, I'm sure it's fine. But like doing the math to see how much damage you do is so fucking lame. And it's better when computers do it. I'm sorry. Like it's just the way it is. And this is why. And I think like. I don't know, I'm getting more and more like actually video games are awesome. They're so much better than all other forms of entertainment. I was down on video games for a while, but we're so fucking back, dude. Like trying other media and mediums is like, oh, fucking kill me. Like I mean, books are great. Books are still very strong. Enjoying books a lot these days, but like trying to do actual board games is just shoot me in the fucking head. Like can we just?
Oh well, yeah. I mean,
my dream is to do like one of these things, like was it Coup or what's the Cold War one? Like Shadow of
Twilight Struggle.
Yeah, I want to do like Twilight Struggle, but we're all on like iPads or laptops in the same room. I don't want to actually like
Diplomacy or
yeah, whatever. Or like Tabletop Simulator. I want to do Tabletop Simulator with people actually in the room. Like that's my ideal now. I don't actually want to like. Get out the fucking paper, like.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
That's the worst part of these things. Is like
that is the worst by far.
Is the physical product like? We're going full Zoomer pilled. We're no more physical media, except for books, I guess. Maybe.
But war games, especially. I mean, I understand. You know, for some, if you really enjoy painting scenery, like okay. But if you're actually into like war gaming as war gaming, you know. There's really very little.
They're all bad, actually.
Yeah,
they're
the miniatures
actually
games.
All bad. Yeah. Miniatures games are almost universally bad. I have not tried, but people have been telling me I gotta try like, the small scale ones where it's like, a squad versus squad thing. But you know what that sounds like to me? Like a really good video game.
Like you say, it sounds like XCOM.
Yeah. It's like,
Do you feel that way about Battle? Because I've enjoyed many war games in my life, but I've never played BattleTech. Do you think that rule applies to BattleTech? Or do you think I was thinking about getting into BattleTech? You know why? Like socially,
I have to too.
Just to like
yeah.
you know
I,
hang out with people.
I like BattleTech a lot. I have never played a game of BattleTech. You know what? It's a really, really fun game. Fucking Mech Warrior 5.
Mech
Warrior. You know why? You know what's really fun? Which play that I have is co-op Mech Warrior 5.
Right, so like, right. Yeah,
so fucking, yeah. I will one day play a game of Battletech, but like, whenever I have my game, I have a pretty robust social life. I get together with my friends twice a week minimum, you know? I guess, which is good for Americans, I guess.
That's great. Quite, by American standards, you're like,
yeah. It's not quite like five times a day, every day after work, going down to the pub and just getting rocked with all your boys every night, which, you know, I guess that's the European ideal or whatever. But every time I get there, like, I'm like, should I suggest that we all learn Battletech? And the answer is always no. What the fuck? Like,
we should just play Mech Warrior. Yeah,
no, we're in person. We should do something. We should do anything else.
Oh, do anything.
Like, I am with you in a room. Do you know how much of a pain in the ass this is in America to do? Like, we're all in the room together.
Yeah.
How about I just like fucking do literally anything else? That's my problem as an adult. It's like, I actually don't need, like, once you're already with your friends, you don't need an excuse to be with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was in the Battletech club, maybe I'd get something out of that. We can't do that for Battletech, but like, I don't know. I need more or less friends to get into Battletech, I guess. if I had enough social circle to like be willing to alienate a lot of them.
Right.
And just, hey, we're doing Battletech today. And like, what? And I like, I'm also learning. I don't know how to play it either. They'd be like, this is a terrible idea, but yeah, we're doing it anyway. I'm going to risk it, alienation. Or I had like zero friends and I joined the Battletech club.
Does MechWarrior have crossplay? Do you know?
It does.
Okay, interesting. All right.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
I don't believe it. It does not have like versus. There's no oppositional. It's all co-op.
For randomly generated missions?
You can play into somebody. You can do like a random generated mission or build one or whatever, okay. Like a instant action, or you can like join someone else's campaign.
Okay, cool. Well, that's fun.
It's very fun.
But there's no PvP?
There's no PvP because the creators of Mech Warrior 5 are also people who do Mech Warrior Online, which is very, very comparable game, but all it is PvP. So... if you want to play PvP,
play MechWarrior. Do you play MechWarrior Online or just MechWarrior?
No, I don't. But if I ever get the itch, I will. But I'm enjoying the MechWarrior. There's new clan DLC. I'm getting back into it because I'm so hyped for DLC. It's so fucking long, man. Like, I got hyped for Atomic Heart because I wanted to support like the Russian war efforts against the Hogs. Like, it was totally like that game could have been shit. I enjoyed it, and I want to talk about it because now you've played some of it. I really enjoyed that game, but I would have enjoyed that game no matter what, like, because for like political reasons. I haven't been actually like psyched about a game the way I am psyched about the MechWarrior 5 clan DLC, which is now a standalone. I bet it got upgraded. Also, I saw something very. I have so much gaming, dude. Over Christmas holiday, my little brother needed a ride to a GameStop. There's a GameStop by where he lives, not like 5 minutes away from my parents' house. He wanted to order he's not great with money, I'll be honest with you. He wanted the next-gen Xbox. It's been out for a while. It's not too expensive anymore. The One S or whatever. Or Series S, what, I don't care. The new one, the small one that doesn't take discs. Not the cube, the one that looks like an Xbox. And I'm like, hey, it's like $250 on Amazon. You know, you have your Christmas money, you already got it. Why don't you purchase it? And he disregards my advice and goes on. He wants to play now, I guess. He gets on the GameStop website and gets directed to one 35 minutes from our house that has it in stock and buys it for $10 more expensive than Amazon. Refurbished, not new.
So oh, no. I'm like,
doesn't tell me this. Say, hey, I need a ride. I made a bet that I would also I want to give him a ride, but I want to make it fun. If he could put a acid washed jean jacket vest on the family cat that and button all the buttons, which was the hard part. The cat did not want to get the
on
vest.
The cat? Wait, whoa, this took a turn.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I bet him that he couldn't put this acid washed jean jacket vest on a cat, the family cat that he had. It was a cat-sized jean jacket. and do the buttons up. And he achieved this, so I had to bring him. But that was side quest, you know. the day after Christmas, you're kind of hanging around, like, looking for entertainment, you know. They can't all be, you know, I can't game constantly. I have to, like, have a family and a social life. But so I drive 35 minutes to pick it up. And he's underage, so it's in my mom's name. We get there. We wait behind people who are, like, haggling over stuff with the guy, who's, like, a nice guy running it. And it was very funny, like, how burnt out, or not burnt out, like, how done everyone is with GameStop. Everyone knows it feels like that they're making a poor decision, him to work for GameStop, us to buy from GameStop. Because I watched this kid buy a Xbox Pro controller for, like, $200, which is, like, 50 bucks more than it is on Amazon. The guy says, do you want to buy the complete protection package for the whatever 3-year warranty or 2-year warranty? The kid's mom says yes. He goes, oh, wait, no one actually says yes to the warranty. Please don't buy it. It's a terrible deal. And they're not actually going to, like, repair your device if it gets broken.
Oh, man.
But so, like, everyone is in on the joke of how terrible this whole company, this company is and to work with, and that you're paying more money for, like, the same product, but slightly worse. We show up. We go to purchase the thing. I am there with my ID. He has his ID. It matches the last name. It's clearly a kid whose mom's credit card bought the fucking thing, right? Because he paid her with Christmas money. This will not be allowed to happen. I suggest, can we FaceTime mom? And she shows her ID to the camera. They said, no, it's a fraud thing.
Oh, my God. After you drove, like, more than half an hour.
Okay. No, it gets better. My brother had also brought his Xbox One to exchange for store credit because there was an ad that said, like, oh, you get 70 bucks if you bring in your Xbox One for store credit so you could get, like, a game. So we're already there. I'm like, hey, okay, they're not going to give us this. Mom's got to come with you tomorrow. That sucks. Sorry, bro. Let's see if we can get your Xbox thing turned so we can get that done while we're here, right? Get something out of this.
Meanwhile, it's $10 cheaper new on Amazon. So yes. You're, like, tearing your hair out.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm freaking out. The whole time. I'm so mad. And, like, we had nothing else to do, so I wasn't, like, furious, but I was, like, I was displeased. And, so he goes there with his Xbox, his Xbox One, the old gen console. The guy plugs it in, is, like, starting it up. It requires an update, fucking of course, which takes, like, forever. So he helps and haggles with one more customer. And every time, it's always somebody, like, looking to exchange something, or they're trying to sell you up an upgrade. So it's, like, we're haggling. Like, it's a fucking, like, I don't know, like, a Pajit fucking, like, used clothing stall in Mumbai. Like, you have to haggle at the GameStop, which is miserable. Like, it's absolutely, and I watch, everyone has to do this. So we start the Xbox. He's like, oh, we can offer you $20 for this. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, it's a last gen console, but it's worth more than, like, $20. And so we're like, okay, but then, of course, this guy's a nice guy. He's like, listen, don't do that. It's clearly worth more on the secondary market. Like, do not let me purchase this from you. Like, that's how done this guy was with GameStop, which I appreciate, but also, like, helps me not at all. Like,
right.
What if, like, this company just wasn't shitty and you didn't work for them? Like, we could also have that. That's also an option, guy. And he's like, I can't take this, but, like, the franchisee or the manager works these days. He can give you, like, the full $70, which it's worth, like, a lot more than. If he wants to. Dude, it was obnoxious. But it's always good just for this piece of content. They have added, because, like, nothing is real, they've added, like, coming soon, like, next to the games and cases is the coming soon in, like, fake cases that are empty. So you can see a box for, like, Stalker 2. whatever, the one that's like denied, like the one that's in flux because of the war.
Right, right. The developers.
I was like, oh shit, they have like, I like this came out. I thought.
Oh,
was,
you like, were like, oh my god, I could buy Stalker 2.
I was like, I would get it. Just, I mean, hey, listen. Yeah, I bought Atomic Heart to own Zog, but Stalker 2, Stalker's a really good series. And I do appreciate, like, a certain level of Ukrainian martial skill. You might as well, fuck it. Like, I'll even the odds. Right, like, what, you know, I bought Atomic Heart. I'm sure that somehow kicked back money to the Russian government. I will buy Stalker 2, which I'm sure was, like, going to be nationalized if it makes any money.
Right.
If the game ever comes out, which, I don't know, at this point. Like, I think the war will end, then the game will come out at this point. Cause,
probably, yeah. Well, they as I recall, they had to move offices already at least once. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they offices were in Kharkiv.
Right.
Which is, oof. Anyway, so I saw that, and I noticed, like, they switched it, like, because all media is digital, like, you can get a pre-order code. Like, I was like, I almost wanted to ask, like, what if I buy Stalker 2 right now? Like, what's my
like, give me the code? Yeah, well, because it's an entry, like, in a database, right? Like, it'll pull from Steam as soon as it unlocks, whenever that is.
Yeah, which I should have taken a picture and like posted it to the post account. But yeah, that's what a mess. That going to GameStop, whatever, it was fun with the whole stock thing, but like
the stonks, that company, GameStop.
That company, the Jews are right about GameStop. That company deserves to fucking die. Like,
yeah, AMC was different. I will say that the like the movie theater business was not that, like,
the underlying value of GameStop is just like what? Like, it's a
retards
worse,
and less, a less convenient. Yeah.
Like, hey, do you want to buy Assassin's Creed but pay for shipping?
Right. And overhead and some guy who's totally checked out behind the counter.
Oh no, I mean, like, so you can buy games from Amazon or GameStop, you just pay for shipping from GameStop. Or you can go in person and pay tax. I don't, like, it's like, what do we even like, I bought one game from GameStop and learned my lesson. Like, I feel like every generation has to relearn, like, never
interact. There was a time, I mean, again showing my age, but like there was a time where GameStop and EB, you know, Electronics Boutique and those kind of places, first of all, like, this was, I mean, there was, you know, Steam didn't always exist, and there was a beauty to the big box of PC games of years past, and I don't know, it's just once
the prices Steam also is, just don't drop.
Yeah,
it's wild. Like, do you want it? Like, you can buy games for full, like, do you want, like, a new copy of whatever game? So it's like $60.
Their business model was over once you purchased, as a, you know, there was a period, I guess, still technically, I don't know what happens if you quote unquote buy a PC game at GameStop now, but the last time I quote unquote bought a PC game,
they didn't have PC games.
Well, it was just, it's just a Steam code in a box.
No, they have boxes full of code for other consoles. They assume no one who owns a PC is going to that.
Well, there you go. Okay, yeah.
There is more Naruto Shippuden merchandise. Not Naruto. Right. There is more Naruto Shippuden merchandise.
I don't know what that is. I know Naruto. I don't know what the second one
is. It's several, like, resets and series ago now. Or two. It's two, like, not arcs, but, like, series old. Like, it's two time skips ago in the Naruto anime canon. There is more Naruto merchandise than there is, like, reference to the existence of PC gaming.
Yeah.
They don't even have the magazines. There's no more GameStop. GameStop doesn't do, like, what was it called? Like, Power to the Players or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah, well, I forget.
They don't even have
a
GameStop magazine. Anyway, like, there's
who's
like
the buying dead trees, like.
But, like, it's what a done, like, that company is, like, they're so fucking, like, they're so hosed. There's no way, like, there's not a product in there that you can't get better. It's, like, not easier to get on Amazon. Like, I think that must have been the busiest time because, like, kids are, like, if I'm a normal person, it's literally more convenient for me to on the way, instead of, like, stopping on the way back or on my lunch break at Amazon, just wait an extra day. Like, who needs, like, video games now? Like, immediately. Like, almost no one. That's such a narrow thing. Also, like, there's no more, like, what do you call it? Like, grand openings? Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm gonna go somewhere to buy like the new Call of Duty when it comes out. Like, no, I'm just gonna download it. Like, what are you fucking crazy? Like, they're gonna run out of Call of Duty at the Call of Duty like server. Like, oh, the server's all out of Call of Duty, sir. You gotta go buy a. I don't know. GameStop needs to fucking die. The guy who worked there was very nice, but so much Naruto stuff. Holy shit. Just like amiibos. I think I posted a picture in that group chat of the fucking the Funko Pop wall. And all this product is like dusty. Like, they have all this physical fucking Naruto and amiibo and other anime My Hero Academia stuff. Also, I'm getting to where I don't recognize some of the Funko Pops and anime shit, so I guess I'm just getting old or whatever, which is a weird thing. But it's like no one's buying that shit. We were in there for a while with the line and waiting for the thing to update and the everyone haggling. I didn't watch anyone buy anything that wasn't a game, a controller, or a console. So I don't know how, like, is this like merch stuff just like free? Do they get like an 80% profit margin on all of it? I have no idea.
As you say, I have to assume it's just the margins are insane, is probably what that's about.
Because so it makes the store feel like retarded. Like,
yeah.
Like, well, that's what I was getting here.
Yeah. It wasn't
it's
always
like going
like
to a gas station. Like, it's like if I was, you know, like, you know, there's like shitty gas station run by Arabs, like full of like random knives and t-shirts and
like horrifying
bullshit. It's like if I was in that, but in like Japan. Like, it's just crap everywhere. Like, it's vaguely all this vaguely Japanese crap around me. A sentiment I would enjoy if I was in Japan. I bet if I was in Japan, I'd be like, oh, great, this is awesome. All the anime, all the Nintendo products are here. But in America, and it's full of beaners, it's like, what are we doing here? Like, anyway, that's my GameStop story. And then I drove home. And then my mother drove my little brother there. Later that night, because she's a saint, but instead of like the next day. But what a terrible experience. And guess what, little brother gets the new up. What's he do with the new console, the next gen thing, which has been out for a while now? He plays like he ports over all his FIFA stuff with the same like game and team, and is playing it. And I'm like, well, what's is it different? He's like, no, not really. The pause menu is a little faster. I'm like, just fucking shoot me in the head. Like, he's playing a game that worked on the previous gen that he was playing with his friends on the current gen. The thing is, he literally got, like, Jones, keeping up with the Joneses. All his friends were playing it on the Xbox Series S, and he was playing on Xbox One, but there's cross-play, so it didn't matter. But they were like, they just knew that he was on a slightly inferior console.
Yeah, that's infuriating. I can't imagine ever. There's a GameStop in the local mall that I occasionally have.
Oh, there's so many of these around.
But it's always empty, and it looks so weird. And I just can't imagine ever stepping
like
foot
on Google Maps. GameStops near you. It's horrifying. It's like, how are there? Much. There are so many of these. Like, and yeah, I live in an urban area, but like, the GameStop per square inch is pretty wild when you realize, like, are they competing with each other? Like, I don't know.
There was, like, a 4chan conspiracy theory that I don't know how much of it is bullshit, because was it mattress firms? Like, apparently there's way too many mattress firms, and actually it's kind of a real estate scam, was the 4chan take or whatever. I could see that with GameStop too, right? Like, they just have all this real estate, but the problem is they're not like actually doing anything with
it.
I don't know.
I don't
know.
I don't think they own it.
Yeah, I have no. Yeah, probably
they're
not.
They're in strip malls, you know.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know. Also, I just assume 4chan's like just they're like 4chan has burned all its credibility at this point. Where like now it's come back around. Like, actually, I think that guy is a Christian. Like, if I see 4chan calling someone Jewish, he must be a Catholic priest. Like, he's secretly a Catholic priest.
Right.
It's my actual.
Right.
I'm sorry for like seeing something. If your reaction to like seeing something in with green meme arrows isn't like, oh, this is a lie, I think you're too far gone. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you're living in the past. Like, 4chan has, does it predict, like, if 4chan had any sources at all that were worth a damn, they would have predicted, like, anything in the beginning, start of the Ukraine war, which they didn't. Totally blew it. And then, like, the October 7th shit. Like, they would have, like, do you know, there wasn't one, like, guy on poll being like, in 3 days, Israel's going to be destroyed.
That's
like,
true. I didn't even see that.
And there's
that's
one
true.
Of those dudes, like, every day.
Every
like,
day.
Somehow, like, around the actual attacks, they go silent. You know?
Right. Very true. Very true. Yeah, green tech, I guess it's we're just, I guess the era of green text is behind us. It's very, you know.
Oh, they're still there,
out.
But it's just like, it's just lies. Like, when I read it, it's like, oh, this is a funny lie. It's
well, I mean, with that kind of content, I guess there's also just like, you know, the be me, you know, go
yeah,
to
be,
GameStop.
Those are also lies. Those are also not true. Yeah. Like
right,
be me is always a lie. Yeah, they're funny, but like, be me is also a lie.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you're going to do like be me lies, it's way funnier to, if you're a 4chan user and you like being an entertaining liar, which, listen, I'm not against, it's way funnier to go to a subreddit about the topic.
Oh, yes.
Do your lie there. Screenshot that and post it on 4chan.
I was
more traction.
Sven mentioned that I think he has a Reddit account now. I don't, just because Reddit has.
Wow, we are going hard on Sven right now.
It's a
Sven, well, Redditor. Like, fuck me.
No, he talked. Well, the thing is, what I was going to say was, he was right. I noticed, like, the thing is, I have found myself kind of de facto filtering. Like, if there's something, if I'm having some kind of technical problem or there's something in quite a few domains that I would like to know, I find myself filtering out everything. The first thing to do is to look within Reddit. And it's like, it gives me a very kind of the crawling in my skin kind of feeling of, this is terrible. I don't like this. But what is the alternative? Like, Google is fucking useless.
Yeah. No, like, Reddit is now a word you put on the end of your Google search to get, like, the answer you want.
To get something useful, frankly.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, but that's where we are in current year.
Yeah. I guess in defense of Reddit is a horrifying place to be, but it actually is, like, it's the best place if it's for buying. If you want to buy a firearm and you want, like, price aggregation on firearms, Reddit is, like, the best. Like, it just is. Like, the Reddit / gun deals, you can see, like, good deals, and then users will reply with, I can find one cheaper, or yes, that is a good one. Or you can even just post it and say, is this a good deal? And people are like it's a depressingly useful website. And because I'm on it, I get to see how it's weird. Like, it's like I got a good metaphor for you. It's like Iraq. So Zog invades Iraq in 2003 and takes over the place, right? And, like, everyone's like, ah, this is, like, the Americans fucking run Iraq. But, like, if you're just a fundamentalist Muslim in the fucking, you know, in a small town somewhere, you're, like, never going to see an American, right? So you can kind of get away with murder. And, literally, like, you can get away with murder. And have a decent time. And, like, no one's searching for you because, like, all the focus goes to moderating the major subreddits, like the major cities. Like, the Baghdad of Reddit is fucking world news, right? And it's just, like, wall-to-wall fucking literal Zionist propaganda. Like, constant. Like, for all the Reddit shitlib stuff, I have not seen a pro-Palestinian thing in my, like, I don't look at that subreddit, but you see, like, it comes up in the feed constantly. And it's just absolutely fucking brutal. Like, just horrifying lies about fucking the totally, like, uniformed, lawful Hamas, you know, soldiers who are, they're just, like, horrifying lies about them, like literal, just constant propaganda on these liberal things. And the politics one, I think, is just, it's very much the same. But because of how unpopular, like, and gross and Zionist they make those things, they have to moderate them with so much manpower that you can literally, like, be doing some pretty cool stuff on the, as long as
have fun with your friends online.
Yeah, it's like, actually, like, we can do actual technical stuff, and, like, the 3D... Also, like, they have this thing where they'll have, like, the subreddit for normies, and the subreddit for cool... Like, there's, like, the 3D print subreddit that's just, like, post your fucking... you made an anime figurine, or you made a cute 3D printed dog. And then there's, like, the real subreddit, which is, like, under an unambiguous name with, like, 3D in there somewhere. And it's about, like, gun parts. Like, this is 3D printing for gun parts and, like, magazines. You know, like, there's, like, every topic is, like, has, like, a distraction subreddit. You know, like, you won't... It's really weird. Like, there's the R guns is just, like, artful pictures of firearms. And then there's, like, very serious technical stuff if you want to go just a hair deeper. And, I don't know. It is your, like, forum culture is kind of, like, always going to be a thing as people put their heads together. And you see that on, like, even gun forums are kind of still around. It's probably one of the very few
forums
that are still around because of, like, it's what he calls, not unmarketable, but, like, the Reddit and Facebook don't, and Twitter don't want to subsume those things. So they don't. But,
And then you're going to have to use some kind of bulletin board software, and it's going
to
look.
And just finding, and you have to know about those forums by word of mouth. Like AR15.com is a great gun forum, or it's kind of boomery, but it's like whatever. But like you can't find it via Google unless you know to type in like AR15.com forum. You know,
right?
So it's never coming up. If you ask a question, you're probably not going to get it.
Yeah, if you that's right. It's not going to be suggested in the search results.
Yeah, but speaking of subreddits and other fun and I guess the conflict, Reddit's got a lot of good drone stuff, like very serious drone tech stuff, which is like clearly like, oh, this is definitely very dual use. And I think I didn't post about it on the Telegram or anything, but have you seen the plan to map all the Hamas tunnels via, like, quadcopter drones run by AI?
No, I have not heard about this, but that sounds funny.
Okay. Oh, no, it's great. It's like, so obviously Hamas, early on, they have some drones up, but they were dropping grenades and doing a lot with a little, right? They don't have many drones. They were getting a lot out of them. This Israeli fucking tech company has this plan where they're going to, like, they have their AI autonomously run drones. And they're going to put them in, like, the tunnels to map the tunnels. These are quadcopters. And they're just, like, unarmed drones, though. It's just, like, a camera, and then it returns to base, and you put the data that gathers data, and makes this map of the whole tunnel system. And I was thinking, like, is this company, like, just, like, Hamas wearing a mustache? Like, the plan is we're going to deliver, like, all of these drones into the tunnels, that don't have explosives on them and are just gonna like grabbed with net. Like you can like grab a quadcopter. It was like a very funny, like you're just about to deliver like it was like we're gonna send 9,000 drones in the tunnels. It's like you're just gonna like, give Hamas 9,000 drones.
Right, like, now, these are ours now. Yeah.
Yeah, like or like also like it's just bad, like do you think the tunnels like don't have like doors or like also like you're not gonna what if you put like a mattress again like you close the door, put up a net. Like these are such eminently defeatable things. I assume it's just somebody getting a massive payday through like the U.S. Department of Defense, or like it's somebody's. I don't think they're actually ever going to do this project. It's just somebody making a bunch of money really quickly for a product they like can't deliver on. But I do appreciate like how like the guy, the Jew. I said guy. It's not him being smart, but he's like, listen, I have the words AI and drone and tunnel in this paper. Could you please give me like $1 billion? And they just did it. You kind of have to like, at a certain point, not respect it, but like, that you know that was just sitting there, and no one else did it before you did, guy. So, you know, what a thing. This war is. I mean, it's horrifying. It's they're killing a lot of people, but. The Jewish incompetence is at the very least like a consistent reassurance for me and for our whole thing. How I don't know how winnable our struggle is. Like the Jews are so bad at fucking everything. Like it's so great in certain ways. Like the Do you want to just like do the hits of like the October 7th or what? Because we consciously didn't do. We had a chance to do one and then didn't do one because like information is still really fuzzy coming out of Gaza.
I don't have too much longer now, yeah. And that's a kind of big can of worms. And I want to see more. I think we could do a geopolitics update like soon, TM, but not like not now. But maybe there's something quick. If there's something quick that you had,
I just want to point out how hilarious it is like that. Like literally, no one's been raped.
Yeah, right.
It's so funny. Just how quickly like everything fell apart for them. Like they like their propaganda wise, like they would just like make up some shit and then have it be disproved like constantly. Like it's like stepping on rakes. Like, oh well, we have this 45-minute movie that we're not releasing on the internet.
Yeah, that like only pre-approved journalists can see this at theaters that we decide when and where. Yeah. It's like one screening in New York and one screening in D.C. and one screening in L.A. Like a couple dozen handpicked. Just get the fuck out of it.
They lose interest. Like they realize how dumb it is. Like it's a problem with all these Jews being like kind of free agents is like they'll get like a couple of them together will have an idea. And the rest of them kind of have to go with it, like realizing, like, what if like the Goyim point out this extremely obvious thing that like you're not showing them the moon? like, can you imagine? Like, I guess maybe this worked in the '60s, or these Jews are just lower tier. Like, if you're, I don't know, you're in the '80s or whatever, and you're like the U.S. government, and you're like, oh, we have a movie, about the atrocities in the Soviet gulags, and it's real. All the footage is like we smuggled it out of the gulags in the Soviet Union, and then like someone asked if they could see the movie, and you said no.
No, like, only just if you get on this list, and you can see it one time in conditions of our choosing. You can take notes.
We'll not
though.
Be releasing the film, but yeah, I assure you it exists. Like,
yeah,
at least Colin Powell had to fucking wave around a vial full of like sea salt. You know, could you at least like find like
a
bloody,
harder. Yeah.
Find a bloody raver girl like tube top and wave it at the camera?
I saw mentioned twice in like two articles about it, and maybe on NPR or something. They were saying like, oh yeah, we saw the video and it was horrific, and then that was the sort of end of discussion, right?
Dude, have you seen the new girl? Did they have a new like e-celeb girl? Who was like an Instagram thought who was a hostage for a while. And like her whole shtick is that she's like a really like she's being like really right wing and all the fucking Palestinians to die shit. And she's like, I was a fucking libtard going to their peace rave for the peace rave in solidarity with the Palestinians, which it wasn't. That's like such horse shit. And now after being like captured by Hamas, I hate them, they shall die. And like she wasn't raped and had to admit she's like a very unfortunate looking girl. She had some like bad plastic surgeries on her lips. Oof. And she's like, yeah, it's not a good look. And she's and her whole shtick was like, actually, I wasn't raped, but I think I saw it. Like initially, they were reporting it that she was a victim of rape, and then she wasn't. Which makes me wonder if there's like a stigma, which there probably is, which makes sense that like. Actually getting raped by your racial enemies is
a major negative
stigma in all cultures against that.
We talked about this a little in the third rail that we just recorded with Sven actually, but I was making that point that like the story that with the girl in the New York Times and her family came out in terms of their motivation for doing that, it's kind of implicit that her being raped would be a black mark. It would be like they don't want her memory to be degraded in that way, which is interesting, right? It's not like a kind of pure victimhood thing. It harkens back to a kind of older
an active race war between two people. Like an active race war between two tribes that predates like a modern like
liberal conceptions of the nation state or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, this whole thing is like. It's so fun. They just constant rake stepping on rakes, like so many rakes, and just getting owned by like the Houthis, like constantly. that shit is awesome. Like those guys are great. They're so cool. Like I'm so hyped when I see like a new like Yemeni guys doing like whatever crazy shit they're doing. Like, and the whole world's just like, well, I guess we just gotta let them do that. Like they just get to prevent shipping, because they seem to care a lot about that. And like, yeah, like you kill a couple of them, sure. The U.S. killed like 10 of those guys. But like Maersk International Shipping or whatever said they're not. They were
even though the U.S. blew up a boat or whatever with what was it 12 guys or something.
Yeah.
Maersk was still like, yeah, we're not doing that. We're not. Yeah. We're just
Maersk was before that making noises like, oh well, like we've got reassurances from the U.S. Navy. Blah 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 blah. No.
Well, right. If it's 10 dudes in a dinghy that can like that can cause that much damage, like I'm sure they have 10 more dudes and more and other dinghies. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, dude. Also, so, yeah. I like that they just declared the Yemenis just declared war, like as if it's like as if we're still doing like real politics.
Well, the funnier part is that they're still calling the Yemeni government, you know, the rebel Houthi regime, you know, yeah. Not even regime, like the rebel Houthi movement that is, you know, the
yeah.
I don't even know.
Also, like unified Yemen as a concept is like 40 years old, I think. Like Yemen used to be north and south for this reason. Like Yemen doesn't really exist. You know, it's like two tribes, not one. So like obviously. Like they can't just go back to being so good. Oh, and I found out what I watched the UFC, I think it was 294. Islam Chimaev says something in Chechen at the end after his like he gives like a very bullshit like peace in the Middle East speech in English and then grabs the mic and like says something in Chechen. And I finally found a good translation of what he said.
I was gonna say, like, what did he say?
Months ago, he was actually like oddly. He's actually like one of Kadyrov's like top guys because he's actually Chechen. Him and Kadyrov are like friends; like they're always constantly together. But he was like kind of calling out Kadyrov. He was like, "Kadyrov, you're my chief, like the chief of the Chechens. Please send me and my brothers to Palestine. Please send us now. Like, please send us to go fight in Palestine." I was just like, "Oh," and that was just broadcast on like. UFC 294 on pay-per-view, which is
that's fucking
but then like
based.
Kadyrov did like cuck, but it is yeah very based yeah. But like
but he did cuck, I understand, but still yeah. Just that he did that
yeah.
I now that you mentioned it, I do remember this story, but yes, it was
no one knew what he said. They thought he said you could right. Hear the word Palestine, you could hear the word like Kadyrov or in jihad or whatever, but like it was not like I'm sure it was shared with somebody who I just didn't have a good source on it. I thought he spoke Arabic initially, so it was hard for me to find, you know, what he said. But also, it's very funny that no one in the UFC like media team speaks Chechen. You would think at this point, like, what the fuck? Like, you'd think after what Chechen fighters being a very big deal for 5 years, you'd have like one guy who speaks Chechen, like saying, "Hey, maybe don't broadcast the whole like call to holy war against Israel," which it makes it funnier because UFC has this very bullshit, like, oh, you can say whatever you want, bro. You can say I support Trump or whatever, and we're not going to stop you from fighting. Like, you know, fighters will say what they're going to say. They're controversial. And then, like, they've banned, like, Palestinian flags. And, like, they've banned all flags when guys started bringing up Palestinian flags. They've really clamped down on, like, all this anti-Israel stuff. Because, like, all their best fighters now are increasingly more and more, like, Muslim or Russian. And this is not, like, a... Like, you actually can't say whatever you want, because there's actually no billionaires in America. Like, Dana White and the UFC are not actually a billion-dollar company. Like, the Jews actually do run everything. So they have to, like, tread this weird ground of, like, actually, like, we are dependent on, like, the American system and, like, Saudi fucking and UAE money for a lot of our operations. So we need to ban, like, pro-Palestinian stuff, but also have this image as, like, oh, you know, we... Free speech, say what you want. Like, Dana White's a big fucking Trump guy. It's very... I'm enjoying the UFC being, like, put in a bad spot because it's a bad organization. I don't like it. I like the sport, but, like, it's a bad company. And, so, you know, I'm enjoying, like, everything... Like, I get it. It's brutal. It sucks. But, like, for me personally, I see everything... Like, there's horrible human cost, but everything coming out of that region that the Muslims are doing to the Jews is so good, and its second and third order effects are all so great. Like, We got the Ivy League purging niggers and replacing them with Jews. Like Stryker writes an article like 3 years ago, and the Jews like, ah, oof, probably toned down. We need less Jews running Ivy Leagues. This Stryker guy is kind of calling our number. And then like they put in like a couple goyim, and then like have to purge them and put in Jews because of like it's great. Like these are like fourth and fifth order effects of, you know, the resistance.
I just think they're in the doom. This is the doom loop of the Anglo-Zionist Empire, you know, which the seat of power
I only hope
London
so.
To Washington. No, I think it's we don't know how long it's going to take to play out, but I think it's pretty safe to say that this is the doom loop.
They had to pull the carrier group off Taiwan, dude.
Right. Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. Or maybe it's like unconfirmed whether it's going happening, but like it looks like they're the position of American fleets will be just Taiwan.
They pulled off Taiwan, but they also didn't they pull off one of the two carrier groups from the Mediterranean?
Relieved. The Ford has to go home. I believe that one's being relieved in the Red Sea by the one.
I'm gonna do some actual prep and do a geopolitics.
But like, how great? I don't know. We've never been so back. I'm feeling it.
I feel 2023 was just kind of very brutally difficult and weird for me. It was sort of the Dark Souls of years, I guess. But you know, I got good, and I am pumped for 2024. And great to be back. Great to be back in the recording seat. And thank you to all our dedicated fans for checking in on us.
It's great. What is it? 150. Kamaz has killed 150 IDF fighters. I'm 15 pounds lighter. Like, my life can't get any. Like, you know how much better? Like, my life is remarkably better when Hamas is killing IDF fighters. I'm sorry.
Just like I'm sorry.
I'm a third worldist. I'm a Duganist. I'm a whatever you want to call it. Like
Islamo-Duganist. No,
there's a fucking spring in my step. They're going like,
yes, I am an Islamo-Duganist.
I don't care. My personal material conditions are linked to the IDF tanks getting blown up. I don't know.
If nothing else, it makes me smile, right? It's like, today, you know, we have some there's like the IDF.
My being able to easily lose a bunch of weight is like a fourth order effect of October 7th.
Yeah.
It's great. Ear to ear grins. That's a high note to end it, man.
The highest of notes. So yeah, good to record again. Good to thank you everybody for listening, and take care everybody. Discussing